This is a Pod Dealers Network podcast.
What is TWS podcast episode, whatever, who cares at this point?
Bar.
The rant of the vindicated.
It's my podcast and I do what I want to.
People, listen.
Word, is it still alive?
It's not working for me, Rip. We're going to keep going.
I know I changed my voice at work.
Bars on the radio.
What is TWS podcast?
What's ready?
I feel like the end is staring at my watch and I'm feeling so new school.
Suicide attempts, how many tries to take?
Damn, ready.
When we was hooked in a hood, getting booked like literature kept us shook. Like when the boogeyman come in to get you, we was crooks trying to cop more rides and great adventure. Any image we took, not a father was in the picture. There was times not a bite nor swallow was in the kitchen. Real niggas made an industry out of the intuition, facing the darkest outcome, sprinting the outrunner.
Nah, I'm just playing. Welcome to another episode of the What Is TWS podcast. As always, I'm your boy J. Dot Flam, representing the White Pants Society. And I must start first and foremost by thanking you for taking whatever time out of your day to come chill with me, listen to my random ramblings. You could be anywhere else in the world, but you're here with me, and I do greatly, greatly appreciate that. Got a good show planned for you today. I actually got something planned. I'm not just going to be freestyling off the top of my head. Let's get into the Sheffy Lease report real quick, because I got shit to do today.
Out of Pepe.
You know I am. Not much happened between me and the little one this week. I got a text from her mother. There was like a little like etch-a-sketch picture of me. It was a dude with glasses and a beard. So I'm guessing it's me. And it said daddy underneath it. And I thought for a second that she must have heard my last episode and knew, you know, I really wasn't fucking with her at the moment. I was trying to get back in my good graces. But it turns out that was something my ex-wife had drawn like 4 years ago or something like that. So I don't know. I guess me and Sheffy Lee's will settle up next time I see her. But she knows I love her. But anyway, that's the Sheffy Lee's report for today. Let's move on.
Out of Pepe.
Yes, sir. Man, I picked that music to start out with because the song kind of, the album title jives with the title of this episode. And then the song title is A Crown for Kings or Crown for Kings, which I think is fitting for this episode. And then I specifically chose that Black Thought verse to rep Philly because I got a special guest with me today. I got the host of the All on the Table podcast, a Guinness World Record holder, Mr. Here's the Thing himself, a habitual line stepper, professional shit talker extraordinaire. If there's any motherfucker that might get me to say something out of pocket, it's this man here. I got my man Raw Assassin with me today. How you doing, bro?
Oh, man, I feel like I made it right now.
I had to spice up the introduction.
I feel like this one of those moments is where it's like, damn,
show, oh shit, now,
man. Before we get started,
I didn't listen. Please, Dolo, so to have me on this joint, man. Whoa,
man. Before we get started, I do want to offer you the opportunity. I got to do this. I got to offer you the opportunity to repent a little bit for all that shit that you had to say about cream cheese and grits, dog. I don't believe in cancel culture, so I gotta give you a way back, man. You don't have to die on that hill. You can come down if you want to. I'm gonna extend the olive branch to you, see if that's what you want to do today.
First, I'm gonna ask you, did you try it yet?
No, sir. Not going to. Never in life.
Listen, for everybody out there that know what it's hitting for, trust me, I ain't repenting on that. When I can't. It's hard for me to eat grits without cream cheese in it now. That shit is fucking delicious. Hold up. Can I cuss on this show?
Absolutely.
Motherfucker.
I'd be offended if you did.
This is Roger the fuck that. Because you know I cuss. I'm a sailor, goddamn it. It is what it is. But them shits is fucking delicious. You tripping. Just try it one time. I guarantee that shit'll change your life.
I don't know. It feels like it's against my religion or something, though. I can't see myself doing it, man. I can't see myself doing it.
Listen, I'm gonna be real with you. First time my wife said it. In my mind, I'm like, what? Cream cheese and grits? You fucking tripping. Like, that's blasphemous. How you gonna fuck some grits up like that?
Exactly.
Then I tried it the one time. And I'm like 10 years in, I can't stop eating them shits.
So you've been doing this fucking for 10 delicious. Years. For 10 years, you've been putting exactly. yourself through this. That's crazy.
And I put a lot of, I told a lot of people about it. A lot of people said the same thing. Ah, I don't know about that. Until they tried and was like, holy shit, this is a game changer.
Well, yeah, I'll keep y'all posted if I ever do try that, but don't hold your breath because it sounds blasphemous to me.
Speaking it of does, some, but it's fucking delicious.
Speaking of some other things that I can't do, I got to ask you this one too because I seen this recently and it, for some reason, you was the first person that came to mind. I know we had the conversation about telling your niggas that they handsome or they look good or whatever that shit. We not going to do that today, but I wanted to ask you this, get your opinion on this. Could you, as a man, go to, I don't, what is it, Denny's? I think it's Denny's. Could you go to Denny's? Because they say it's back. Could you, as a man, sit at Denny's and order a Rudy Tooty Fresh and Fruity? Could you do it?
So, first off, it's IHOP.
It's IHOP.
Second of all, don't put no fruit on my goddamn pancakes.
Absolutely.
I don't need all of that.
So, cream cheese in the grits, but no fruit on the pancake.
Nah, I don't need all of that. Syrup is enough. Give me some blueberry syrup. That's good enough.
But you do the fruit
syrup.
And even
if I use blueberry syrup, I mix some regular syrup in with it.
You do a lot of mixing. You do a lot of experimenting and shit. Like
hey man, listen, man. I ain't get fat for nothing.
I see. Yeah, I can't do the Rudy too. They gotta change the name if they ever want me to order it. I'm with you on that one too, though. I don't do like the fruity pancakes and stuff like that. I think it was
supposed to be more so for the cheering, but then grown ass men started deciding that they felt fresh and fruity that day. So they running with it.
We gotta have a meeting. We gotta have dudes get together and just discuss these things. We gotta slow down some. No fresh and fruity, chill with the handbags and purses and stuff. Like we need to get this shit in, you know, get this shit together. Well yeah, all right. So
big facts. I'm with you.
You heard the track Crown for Kings. That's Benny the Butcher and Black Thought off the Plugs I Met album. I know we might get into the top fives if we got time, but I got to ask you straight up, like is Black Thought, you being a Philly cat, is Black Thought in your top five?
No, sir.
Ah, man. No?
No, sir.
Top 10.
If we talking, see, when I think of top five, I think I'm like you, a washed up ex-rapper like you. So when I look at my top five is the people that kind of like influenced me, if you will. Like okay. Black Thought was definitely that dude. Lyrically, he's definitely up there. Like it ain't too many that could do it like him lyrically. But I don't think he moved me. Pause. Like a lot of other motherfuckers did.
Oh yeah.
So Black, for y'all that don't know, I say pause a whole lot.
Yes. It's borderline annoying. Like it's shit is like I'm starting to like text you and put pause at the end of my text just because I ain't, you know, like this nigga ain't gonna check me again. It ain't gonna happen again. Like just be safe. I don't even know if this shit is suspect, but let me just say pause just to be safe. I don't know.
Yeah, because I will just text you back pause and that's it.
I used to, when I had a co-host, you know, that was a big thing for us. Like we was constantly, we would have like pause of the week. We would point out, you know, somebody, a celebrity or something that made a comment that was pause worthy. I think I either had somebody on my show or I went on their show and one of the people was like LGBT and he was like, man, you know, he don't play that. Like you can't do that around here. And I guess I slowed down after that. And then I'm talking to myself now. I don't got a co-host, so I can't like, I could pause myself, but I don't. Fuck it. It is what it is.
Man, I got a homie, mind you, and he older than me. Yeah. That dude, he'd be like, yo, you and your pause shit. Like, I don't give a fuck. I'm saying that shit to everybody. I say that shit to my wife. My wife said to me, what the fuck you mean?
Hey, that's relationship goals. That's, you know, that's love right there. That's real.
I say some out of pocket shit, she real quick, pause. Fuck you talking about? That shit is real in this house.
At least you consistent. Hey, man, I can fuck with consistency.
Facts.
Pause.
Big facts.
But
Just in case.
Got to throw it in there. Pause. See, I can do. All right. So the reason I wanted to have you on the show is one. I've been reading Nipsey Hussle's book or the book on Nipsey Hussle's life, and I'll be the first to admit, like I really didn't know much about dude. Or I think like I'm just one of these people that's so turned off by a lot of these new rappers, and then like the names I don't like. So I heard Nipsey Hussle, and I had a vision in my head of who he must be And so I never paid it no mind. And, you know, and then he passed and, you know, and I started to hear the music and then I'm reading his book on who he was and, you know, just how amazing of a dude he was and what he was trying to do for the community. And I feel like an ass for, like, you know, prejudging just based off a name or him being New School or West Coast or whatever. But yeah, a lot of what I'm getting in the book is that this dude was a community builder and he was, you know, giving back and you know, trying to build things for us. And so I thought, like, I've had the honor of being around some dudes that I think, you know, take the extra step to try to, you know, participate in other people's success, even if it's of no, like, clear benefit to them. And you definitely, to me, come across as one of those dudes. I have to tell the people, I talked last week about being a part of that March to the Record book. And I wouldn't have known anything about that had it not been for me, you know, running into Raw just on Facebook, just a random Facebook post. I replied to it. He invited me on the show. I tried to play the back and just chill up against the wall. You wouldn't let that happen. You know, you definitely put the spotlight on me, forced me to talk. And, you know, and then through being on your show, I've been on, you know, podcaster shows that I met there. You know, I got to do the March the Record book, which was just epic. Super dope thing. You definitely put me on to that. And yeah, like my network has grown exponentially just in, you know, the few weeks or however long, you know, that I've known you. And so I just wanted to, you know, to make sure that I said that to you, that I appreciate, you know, what it is that you do and I see what you're doing. And just get you to maybe talk about, like, where that mentality comes from. Because, like I said, I was on I've been on your show multiple times now. But that first time, like, I was a little shell-shocked. I wasn't ready. I've been talking to myself for so long that being on there with, you know, a bunch of shit talkers and stuff like that was a lot. And I think you might have even seen that. And you was like, hold on. My man Flan got something to say. I'm gonna let my man Flan talk. But you could have easily just been like, hey, this dude is dry as fuck. Pause. I ain't gonna never talk to him again and just moved on. See, I'm working on it. I'm getting there. And you could easily just moved on and, like, you know, and not had anything to do with me. You was under no obligation, you know, to continue to support what I'm doing or include me in what you're doing. So I just wanted to get from you, like, what's the mindset? Where does that come from? That feeling of, you know, including people and expanding networks and connecting people with other people. Why is that important to you and where does that come from?
So first of all, I appreciate the fact that you brought me on here trying to make me cry. We ain't about to do that because you tried it, but I ain't about to do all of that. Just say it. I've always been that dude. Like I never used to get included in this shit. You know what I mean? Like, I used to always have to bully my way into whatever the fuck I wanted. But if motherfuckers wanted me in the room or not, if I felt like I was going to be in that room, I was going to be in that room. That's just me. But I do notice that a lot of people don't know how to bully their way into a room, or they don't want to bully their way into a room that they actually should be in. And I'm an energy person. I fuck with people that I fuck with. If I don't fuck with you, you'll never hear me speak a word in your motherfucking direction. That's just me. Yeah. But if I fuck with some, even if I don't know them personally, if I get that energy like, damn, it's something about this person. I fuck with this person. I'm rocking with them. Like, that's just me. You know what I mean? And I see some dope in you. Like I said, every week I'm sitting here listening to the Chef Elise Chronicles. It ain't too many podcasts I could listen to start to finish with one person just rambling the whole time. Whereas though with your podcast, I can sit and listen and I don't feel like, damn, this nigga don't shut the fuck up. You know what I mean? I fucks with the vibes. I'm like, yo, he got something dope going on here. So let's put my man in the mix. And when you do say something, you do like say some shit that's actually either worth hearing or be funny. So it's like, why not? Why not bring my man Flan in the mix? You know what I mean? Like, and on the low, I'm finding out that you know a little bit about hip hop. A
little bit.
So you throwing me off. You don't look like the type. No, you look like the Backstreet Boys listening type nigga. Like, you threw me off with that one. Just
I got some of that. Check, huh? I got some of that. I grew up, you know, shit, I probably shouldn't say this, especially not to you. But I grew up like listening to show tunes and stuff like that. So I got a lot of like Broadway soundtracks, shit like that. And I definitely.
Yo, yeah, you probably you know you shouldn't have told me that. You know that.
But yeah, I'm definitely a hip hop person. Like you said, you know, we share that whole, you know, washed up rapper, you know, past and all of that. I tried my little my little thing at hip hop. And I don't know. I still fuck around with it from time to time. Like I said, I might send Annie a track or something. I feel the itch nowadays to do something, make some music. But man, I also wanted to ask you.
Well, no, we're gonna get you on something soon. Post.
I'm ready. I feel like I'm in pretty good shape right now. But yeah, I also wanted to ask you, like, do you think about that? Like, do you ever sit back and just imagine, just I don't know, embrace the fact that there may be a time in the future where there'll be like a 7 degrees of raw assassin or something, where they'll be able to look at like any dope podcaster out there and like connect them to you in less than 7 links. Like, I feel like you've connected a lot of people together. Like, my network, like, legit, no bullshit, has grown exponentially in the last couple weeks just off, you know, people I met, you know, being on your show or with the opportunities that, you know, you've presented to me. Like, there may be a time that do you sit back sometimes and see, like, the connections that you've made?
Honestly speaking, man, I don't really pay attention to it. That's not even, like, me trying to sound humble or me trying to sound, I ain't trying to sound like none of that. That's just me being real. I had somebody send me a random-ass Facebook request. I accepted the joint. It's a female. So she get in my inbox. She like, hey, how you doing? Upon first thought in my mind, she trying to send me out of some shit. You know how it is. I need this, and can you help me with that? But I don't know. Something told me to speak back. So I'm like, I'm good. And you? So she was like, you probably don't remember me. All right. Fuck it. I'm bored. Let's engage. What do you mean by that? So apparently this lady was explaining to me how I ran into her and her kids one day. She was fucked up, ain't had no money to feed her kids. So I took her in the market and bought her some groceries. Now, mind you, I'm not even thinking about this, nor do I remember it. But the type of person I am, I'm in my mind, I'm like, I could see myself doing that. So it's possible. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, rather I remember her specifically or not, that is possible. That is something that I actually, even a fucking this African lady, it was her and like 7 kids and her husband. I put all these motherfuckers in my car so I could take them to their house because it was raining one day and they was like stuck. It was like pouring hard as fuck. Like, so I don't really pay attention to shit like that. Like, I'm the type of person, like, I don't mind helping people. That's just me. Like, even if I don't get help from motherfuckers, I don't mind doing it. That's just how I am. So I don't think I could ever sit back and be like, oh man, I connected them. I got them linked together. Like, I don't know. I just would be corny of me to do some shit like that. Like, if you look out for people, you look out for people. I don't look out for people because I want something in return or I'm expecting something in return. For me, it's just like, all right, I see a motherfucker doing something good. All right, let's help you out. Even if my help may not be the most help, but at least I can help you out the little bit that I can. Like, that's just how I am. Yeah. I always been like that too. So it's not like it's some new shit. And I guess that's why I don't really pay attention to it.
Did that come from a certain place? Is that just like your upbringing, moms and pops, or like where did that mentality come from?
I don't know. I came from a shitty ass family. Ain't nobody give a fuck about nobody. So I don't know. I guess because I never had help that I feel like I should help other people when I can.
Yeah.
Like everything I've ever gotten, I got from, like, that's just me. And if I could help somebody not be in the mud, why the fuck not? You know what I mean? Like, who knows? Like, me helping you out the mud, you might make it and I don't. But still, now I'm looking up saying, damn, congratulations. I ain't no hater type either. So I ain't gonna be like, oh, you motherfucker. No, you don't owe me shit. You made it. Congratulations. Keep fucking grinding. I interview. It's crazy. Somebody hit me up today about doing an interview. And he was like, yo, how much you want for it? Because I do interviews with underground artists and I play underground music on my podcast. For those of y'all that have never checked it out, check it the fuck out. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
But he was like, yo, how much? And I'm like, nah, man, I do this shit for the love. I don't want no fucking bread, bro. Like, it ain't that big of a deal. Like, I do this shit for the love. Like, I want motherfuckers, even if it's 1 or 2 people, somebody gonna hear your shit. Every week I got somebody hit me up. Who is this person right here? So I go look up their music. Like, I like hearing that type of shit. I like knowing that somebody is checking out your shit now. You got that one extra, even if it's just one extra fan, that's one more fan that you probably never would have got. That's, I don't know. That's just how I am.
Nah, but and that's commendable because you don't see that a lot. Like, you see people in this social media era that, like, if they do something for somebody, they gotta do it for the gram. They gotta, you know, take the video of them giving to the homeless or something like that. Like, so you get the feeling that it's not sincere. It's not it's not genuine. And so, you know, to run across people who just do because it's the right thing to do, or do because, you know, that's what's in them, and they're not looking for anything in return. Like, I heard you, you know, during the marathon, I heard you, we was talking about, like, the whole networking and sharing, and you was like, 90% of the people who shit you share don't share your stuff, you know. And again, like, you know, I have to ask you, like, you know, where, you know, what is there a benefit for you to just, you know, to be in that way and just, like, I'm going to support you regardless of whether you support me? Like, I don't know if this happens to you, but I get these people who are like, follow you or leave a review, and their account name will be like, you got 15 minutes to follow back or I'm deleting this shit. And I'd be like, man, well, you can go ahead and delete it now, because if that's the reason that you did it, I'm good. Like, I'm not looking for that. But yeah, like, do you get something out of it? You know, other than like I said, the networking and everything that we do as podcasters, like, is there a benefit for you? Is there something that you could impress upon other people as the importance of just, you know, supporting your folks just for the sake of supporting them, not looking for anything in return?
I can't say I get anything from it, to be honest with you. I just feel like if you're putting out something dope, people need to see it. I mean, everybody not going to like your shit. Everybody not going to comment. I had somebody hit me up the other day, and I didn't even know she even paid attention to any of my posts or any of that. But she hit me up a couple episodes of my podcast, and she's never going to like it. She's never going to share it. I ain't mad at that. It is what it is. But she like, yo, I listen to your shit every fucking week. I be cracking the fuck up. Like, some people, that's just what they going to do. And I got people who, man, the only time I get a like from these motherfuckers is when I share something of theirs. You know what I mean? Like, only time I get a comment, if it's something that I shared of theirs, like, as soon as I share it, and it's funny because it's certain people I know for a fact, and this shit is hilarious. I play their music on my podcast in rotation. They never say nothing, don't do nothing, whatever. Don't share the podcast, none of that. Now, mind you, as soon as I share one of their posts in my stories, guaranteed clockwork, 5 minutes later, I get an inbox of them liking that post.
Yeah.
Every time it's the same. It's like four people. It's like clockly get that like, but I don't get no other likes on nothing else. It ain't that big of a deal to me. You know what I'm saying? I'm still going to share your shit. You ain't got, and honestly, sometimes I'll be wanting to tell them like, yo, you ain't got to let me know that you like the shit. Nigga, I like the shit. It is what the fuck it is. Like, that's enough for me. I like sharing dope shit. If your ass clothing line, fucking you started a business, you fucking got a hot song. Shit, I ain't going to lie. It's a couple people whose songs ain't even that hot. But I like they grind. Like, they work ethic is crazy. You know what I mean? So just that alone, I'm going to share your shit just because, like, I ain't going to lie. It's one chick. She's fucking, when I say trash truck juice, she's an upgrade. Calling her trash truck juice is actually an upgrade. Like, that's how corny this chick is. But her fucking grind is impeccable. Every time you turn around, she doing a show. She had a photo shoot. She's grinding, doing her thing. So, yes, I see you working. You motherfucking right, I'm going to share your shit. Why the fuck not? Let me help you a little bit. See you fucking blow. Like, I want to see you actually make it. I like to see people make it. Not to say that, oh, I helped them get there. Fuck no. Because it's times I help motherfuckers out, and they don't even know I helped them out. You know what I'm saying? It's times I'm like, people be like, yo, I need an artist, blah, blah, blah. Yo, talk to this person. Yo, go holler at this person. I'm shooting emails, shooting Instagrams, all that shit. Like, they don't even know I'm doing it. And I ain't getting nothing out of it. I ain't worrying about getting nothing out of it. But I just want to see you fucking shine. If you grinding, I'm going to post your shit. I don't give a fuck. That's just me.
Right. And that's super dope. And that's one of the things I really, like, love and enjoy about this whole podcasting journey and, like, meeting other podcasters and the networking. I think you were saying it about the marathon thing that we did. Like, you saw, like, other people, like, start to take personal responsibility for keeping that thing going. Like, you know, people, it wasn't, we was just guests. We signed on for an hour, but people would, you tune in and you see that it was only one person or two people in there, and they maybe been in there for hours. So you would jump on to try to make sure, you know, they was okay, keep the conversation going. Pause. If they needed a break, pause. If they needed a break, you know, you could take over for them. And you just saw that with so many of us. And I really feel like this is one of the few industries, or one of the only industries I've been a part of where it's very little competition. Like, maybe in some spaces, but the people I've had the luxury to be around, it has not been a competition.
See, that's the thing. I actually can't agree with that. It's actually a lot of hating motherfuckers in this industry. But the thing is, they the ones that can't make it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to be honest. I had five people I know personally who, when I first started my podcast, they was, oh shit, you got a podcast now? Within weeks, I see them doing a podcast now, but they not grinding with their shit. They shit actually wasn't good. Like, you doing it just to be doing it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? These the same motherfuckers. And I was still sharing their shit. I ain't give a fuck. You know what I mean? But those are motherfuckers, you know, y'all ain't going home because you're not even putting out a good product. You're only putting it out because you see somebody else that you feel like, oh, I could do it better than that person. But just because you feel like you could do it better than me, don't feel like other people think that you could do it better than me. That's where the problem comes in. That's where the hate comes in. 9 out of 10, when a person hates something you're doing, it's because you're doing it better than them. They don't actually hate what you're doing. They hate the fact that, who the fuck is you to do something better than me? How can you be better than me when I'm supposed to be better than you? I got more connections, but you grinding harder than me. Who the fuck is you?
That's usually where the hate comes from. They hate how they feel when they listen to your shit. They hate how they feel about themselves when they see what you're doing, because it reminds them of what they're not doing. But
yeah, you got everything you wish you could be.
You got a good point, man. Yeah, it's the people that jump in with that competitive mindset, or with that, you know, because this is not a quick come up. Anybody thinking like, I'm gonna do a podcast and blow up real quick, this is not the fuck how it works. But yeah, and you see them all the time jump in and jump out, because you know they get a couple episodes in, realize how much work it takes to record these things, promote these things, the networking that's involved, and you may or may not get a return. You got to be doing it, you know, because you enjoy doing it for the love of it and for the, you know, the connection with people. But all right, so that's enough for the.
That's the reason I'm still doing this shit.
And we see that, man. We appreciate it. But that's enough for the Kumbaya shit. I got a couple more. I wanted to give you an opportunity to talk your shit while you was on here, because that's what you do best. All right, so these is Philly Cat questions. So I got another dude who I want to bring on the show for the same reason, and he also happens to be from Philly. One of the things that he and I disagree on, and we've gone back and forth on, is he's a titty man, and I believe that you are also a titty man. I happen to be
to the core.
I happen to be an ass man. Pause. I don't even know the right way to say that. It don't sound fucked up, but I think at one point we had a little back and forth. We did like dueling episodes. I even put together a medley of songs, because it's my opinion that as lovely as titties are, they don't have anthems. They don't have anthems. I know DC, we got a go-go song called Titty Ball. It goes pretty hard. But other than that, I can't think of no like titty anthems. Asses have several anthems. Like, the hottest tracks ever is about ass. Do you have any thoughts on that? You got any rebuttal? Anything you can bring up to explain the importance of titties over ass?
So first and foremost, you could do a whole lot more with titties than you could do with ass. Just that simple. You're not sleeping on a chick ass all night unless you want her farting in your ear. You can sleep on titties all day. You can't randomly just walk up to a bitch and start sucking some titties. I mean, you can't start looking at ass. You know what I'm saying?
It's a little work involved there.
Some niggas ain't trying to poke a chick in her cheeks, but they guaranteed to fuck her titties. Like, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? You could do a lot more. Titties are fucking amazing. I'm going to tell you what I believe is the most beautiful sight ever. The most beautiful sight ever is when a chick lift that bra up when she's taking it off and the titties just drop. Boom. That shit's fucking amazing. Fucking amazing.
I want to do the DC sound effect, but I can't do it justice. I ain't gonna fuck with it. But if you know, you know. If you know, you know. If you was there, you was there.
Facts. Yeah, I'm telling you, that shit is fucking amazing. So I'm a titty man all day. The bigger the better. I'm world feeders. I call them world feeders.
Yeah, I'm saying, somebody wise man once told me, anything more than a mouthful is a waste. So I mean, ladies, don't get it fucked up. I love your titties.
You should have told that wise man to stop lying to you. Fuck that. I need spillage. When I hold your titty, I need something to spill to each side. Fuck you talking about?
All right. So it must be a Philly thing. So we're going to try this one. Another one of our beefs, me and this other Philly cat, is who would win in a versus? Beanie or Styles P from the Locks? Just Styles, not the whole Locks. We know the Locks will wash their property. That's not even up for debate. But Beans or Styles P, who you got?
If we going, no matter how I think about it, it's going to be Beans. No matter how I think about it.
Come on.
And I fuck with I fuck with Styles P heavy, but if we looking at radio hits, I'm going with Beans gonna win. If we looking at, I'm going with Beans. We talking about, if we talking about deep thought tracks, then I'm gonna go with Styles P. But 9 out of 10, Styles P only gonna bring one or two of those deep thought tracks. So, and Beans don't really, or Beans only got a couple. Well, then again, it'll probably be, I don't know, Beans all day. I'm gonna have to go Beans, and I fuck with Styles P. Me personally, I feel like Styles P the best member of the Lox. For those of y'all that know, I think Styles P is better than Jada and Sheik. Motherfuckers can say what they want. I don't care how you want to feel. But yeah, Beans, I got Beans all day. I think Beans, I could think of probably three songs off the top of my head that Styles P probably don't even got nothing for.
I don't know, man.
That's not even just me being a Philly dude. Like,
I feel like that's you being a Philly dude. Because I think if their careers would have stopped at like 2010 or something, maybe you could make a case for Beans. But what Styles has done over the last like decade, I don't know that there's anything in Beans' career that could.
I'm thinking about Styles all the way up until now.
Styles is honestly killing it right now.
For real. All Beans got to do is play The Reason. He don't even got to play nothing else from no other fucking albums. For real. He could just play 10 tracks from The Reason and he good.
Holy man, Gangsta and the Gentleman, the joint he did with Talib, the joint he did with Dave East.
Listen, Gangsta and the Gentleman, probably my favorite album out of all Styles P work. I wasn't really a big fan of the joint he did with Dave East. Like, it was some decent cuts on there, but it wasn't one of them joints that was like memorable that I had to listen to a bunch of times type shit. Like, I didn't even think Beloved was all that hot, to be honest with you.
Oh, that's another one I've been putting together a playlist. Cause me and dude was supposed to go, you know, they wasn't going to do the verses, so we was going to do our verses. So I'm ready. We can go track for track, song for song, whoever want to do it. I got Styles P. I'm going Styles P. But man,
what makes you think Styles P is fucking with Beans?
I mean, I don't know. Styles got more tracks. Like you said, like the way you feel about Black Thought and whether or not he was a inspiration to you or not. I was definitely a Lox fan, huge Lox fan. And I probably had Jada clear cut over Styles for the majority of that time. And in the last couple of years, I started to see that like that gap ain't as large as I thought. Styles may have overtaken him. I don't know. You know, the verses kind of put Jada back on that top five Dead or Alive sort of thing. Just performance based. But yeah, Styles is that like
if we talking punchlines, then Jada is definitely top five Dead or Alive. But we talking punchlines. If we talking about actual bars, no, he's really not.
I know we're gonna have another hip hop discussion. So I mean I say I don't wanna, you know, unload the whole clip right now. I gotta save some bullets for later. But we can have that conversation. But I see it's a Philly thing. Titties and Beans, Beanie Siegel. Yeah, I seem to have a thing for titties and Beanie Siegel. I don't know what it is. But real quick before I let you go, man, you know, I ain't gonna hold you. I'm trying to use that more. Like I'm trying to get my black slang up. I don't think I use enough. So I'm trying, you know, I ain't gonna hold you, about to be my new thing. Pause too. Put that in there. But before I let you before I let you go, man, tell the people, you know, where they can find you, what you got going on. What you got going on and everything, you know, Raw Assassin related.
All right, man. I'm gonna make this shit real easy for y'all. Like, I'm talking about as easy as possible. Like, it's no way that you could fail after I tell you this, right? Google me, bitch. It's just that simple. I'm everywhere and nowhere all at the same time. Anywhere you think you at, I'm there. You know what I'm saying? I'm in your ear. Pause. It is what the fuck it is. Google me. All on the table. I'm every fucking way. I ain't one of them dudes. Like, I'm going to be honest with you. I look at people sometimes, right? And people be like, yo, look me up on YouTube. Why your YouTube is a completely different name than everything else? And then your IG is a different name. And then your Facebook is why the fuck is everything under a different name? Like, how the fuck I'm supposed to find you if you got a different name everywhere?
Yeah.
All on the table. Google me. I'm right the fuck there.
Y'all heard the man, Maggie. If you haven't checked it out, please do. All on the table. Like I said, I've been on the show several times. If you want to see me in a different light, if you want to see me in a different sort of mode, I'm in a different mode on that show. Like, this is my normal reserve, chill, talk about my daughter mode. as you can see, when I'm talking to Raw, it's a whole different mode. So if you want to see me in a different light, check out those episodes. Check out all the episodes. It's full of, you know, dope podcasters and just black folks shit talking and getting along, which is always dope.
Oh, man. The shit talking is always, I can't even say that. What we do is we say real shit in a way that people scared to say it. We bring up topics that people scared to talk about. We say shit in a way where it might sound fucked up, but if you actually listen, you're going to be like, damn, I really be doing that dumb shit. Or I really did that dumb shit. Or I really lived like this. Like, and don't get it wrong. There's a lot of dudes on my show that don't mind calling you bitch ass niggas out. You do some bitch ass shit. We're going to say you did some bitch ass shit. It is what it is.
Facts.
And you ladies, if y'all did some bitch ass shit, we're going to say you did some bitch ass shit. It is what it is. Oh, my bad. I know you don't like to say that word when it comes to the ladies. I try.
That's me. I don't put my shit on nobody else. Everybody rock the way they rock. I love it, man. But that, you know, that's me. That's me. And it don't come from a virtuous place. It comes from because I got my ass whooped several times after I used that word. So don't think I'm just, you know, the nicest nigga ever. No, I'm just trauma. Nigga. I got PTSD behind that shit.
No, so I ain't gonna lie. On the low, I quickly figured out that you ain't the dude you be trying to portray yourself to be, though. We kind of figured that out about you. Like, you definitely put that persona up. Like, you this, yeah, I ain't gonna get into it, but you know what I'm talking about. We figured you out, buddy. We didn't figure you out.
I'm actually trying to make sure people see that I'm a real person, that I'm not, you know, whatever it is you think I am, it ain't that. It ain't that. I'm from Chocolate City. I'm from the East Coast. I'm a nigga first. I'm a nigga before anything. Like, facts all the time. People gonna realize it eventually.
We shit.
I'm just trying to get the advertisers on board.
Trust and believe. Like a motherfucker in full effect. But see, that's the thing with my show, you have no choice but to be a nigga.
Facts.
Like, I'm not a nigga. Like, even when I had the white girl on, I made her act like a nigga. Like, it is what it is.
Man,
it is what it is.
I tried my hardest to just play the corner, be cool, wasn't having it. But man, with that being
the first time they come on my show, they think fucking fly on the wall. It's not happening. Everybody gets in the conversation. It's just that simple.
Yeah, so definitely, if you want to see me in a different light, check out the All on the Table podcast. But with that being said, I'm going to let y'all get out of here. As always, I appreciate you for listening. Please check out the merch store, whatistws.com/merch. It's hoodie season. So coupon code hoodie season will get you 20% off your order. That's HOODIESZN, all one word, 20% off. Help me send Sheffy Lee's to Disney World or some shit like that. Other than that, man, y'all be safe. Y'all be easy. Be the light. Check out the All on the Table podcast and Google Raw Assassin. He's everywhere, you know, you want to be. I'm going to go ahead and get out of here. Y'all be safe. Be easy. Be the light. And know this, if you know nothing else, I'm a nigga first. And I love you. Holla.
Last call for alcohol. Yeah. If this is it, like if this is the last joint, if this is the last hurrah, it's the last call for alcohol, baby. I gotta say, whether you knew it or not, it's pretty much at the finest bar establishment, the finest spirits and libations y'all could have had, baby. You might realize it now, you might have realized it back then, you might realize it later.
Love.